The initiative legalizing marijuana use for adults and setting up a state regulatory system for growing, processing, and selling it won't even be certified until December 6th. But already, State Representative Roger Goodman thinks it needs some tweaking. Goodman just got reelected to the 45th district that includes Woodinville, Duval, and Carnation. Roger Goodman, what would you change?
Well, we actually don't know, first of all, how the new initiative that allows for general adult use intertwines with our current legal scheme for medical use. And so I'm going to be meeting with Senator Jeanie Cole Wells on the Senate side in the next couple of weeks, more than once, actually, to go over all of the issues about medical authorization and also talk about the upcoming regulatory process that's going to be underway for a year or so through the Liquor Control Board for you know, to implement the initiative. So home production, for instance, home growing is completely unregulated. It's illegal but at the moment, but it may need to be regulated as home brewing or home distilling is regulated. And there might be tweaks necessary to the medical marijuana law. We don't have a uniform state system, really, for production and the dispensing of marijuana for medical purposes. So there are a lot of issues that we haven't really identified, but we're going to have to sort of sit down and itemize them.
Well, those are really interesting questions. I would have thought that legalizing marijuana sales to adults, regardless of whether they need it medically or not, would have kind of superseded all the medical marijuana laws. You don't need to set up a medical marijuana dispensary system when you have stores that are selling it to anyone. Where do you see the conflicts?
There are two issues that I'm particularly concerned about for people who are benefiting medically from marijuana. The first is that it be affordable to them. A lot of people who are using it for medical purposes are of limited means. And if it's going to be available for general adult use, and non-medically, that the prices would be considerably higher. So there might be some tax break, having to pay the tax for those who use it medically. The other concern I have, and I guess this is both for general use and for medical use, is the safety. We don't want contaminants, chemicals, molds, and so forth, and we really want to be careful to make sure that as it's cultivated and distributed, that it is safe, and particularly safe for those using it medically.
State Representative Roger Goodman, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.
One business that's reacting to the passage of I-502, legalizing marijuana use for adults, is the Association of Medical Marijuana Producers and Processors. They've got a new name, the Evergreen State Cannabis Trade Association. The director of the association is Morocco Kiyoshna Toshu. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So explain the significance of your name change, and you're orienting yourself slightly differently. How?
We expect to expand. In other words, currently we are a group of legal medical cannabis growers, producers, processors who have a set of standards, and we actually have independent testing for those standards to ensure that we meet the highest level of safety. We test for molds, fungus, and pesticides, and we expect to be able to expand out into the state, perhaps giving input to the new regulations under 502.
Now, that's a really interesting question, and we just heard Representative Goodman raise it. Under 502, is it your understanding that this duty of checking out whether or not the marijuana is safe and doesn't have bad stuff in it, is that something that will get subcontracted out to people who are in your association?
I would have no idea how the state will eventually set it up. I know that they would be interested in taking feedback from us. And Roger Goodman also mentioned medically, our medical marijuana industry is currently not regulated, and so no one currently is actually checking to make certain that our medicine is safe of molds, fungus, pesticides, and adulterants, et cetera. And we're currently the only group that is doing so. And so I very much look forward to changes in the medical cannabis law in our state that would ensure that all places would be testing for safety.
Now, the state is supposed to be setting up between now and next year regulations for growing and for processing and for selling marijuana to adults. What are the top things that you think are important to see in the way the state draws up those regulations?
most important and primary is to make sure that the safety of the consumer is ensured. The next most important thing probably would be to keep costs reasonable, but hands down, the most important thing is to ensure that we do not have adulterants in our cannabis. I always wish to note a study recently in Colorado. The only study that's ever been looked at, grows, came in and found that in 70% of the grows in Colorado, the mold, fungus, and pesticide levels were 10 times the acceptable levels. Colorado's 15% humidity. Our humidity is considerably higher, so I suspect we have quite a problem here.
There's a big business that's going to come out of this if it survives federal scrutiny. Are you the only group, trade group, representing producers and processors?
Currently, yes.
And how many members do you have?
A little over 100, and we have been flooded rather recently in the last week with requests.
And how do you decide who gets in? Do you have your own standards for who you allow to be part of your group?
Everybody currently must be a legal cannabis producer, which of course means that only medical cannabis producers would be accepted. And they have to submit their product to our independent lab, have it tested, and ensure that they are doing as they say, that their product is indeed free of mold, fungus, and pesticides, and that they are able to be certified for patient-ready cannabis.
Morocco Kiyoshina Toshu, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Morocco is the director of the Evergreen State Cannabis Trade Association, a group that represents people who are currently doing medical marijuana. And as you heard just in those last couple of interviews, a lot of questions remain when it comes to how this new law will be enacted.